This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and we're chatting some nutrition on this episode of the podcast. And we have a returning guest. Richard Laurie joins us once again. And a fascinating chat with Richard today. If you have had any sort of, or followed the low-carb, high-fat sort of debate over the last couple of years, particularly in the athletic and endurance space, one name pops up very, very often, and that's Professor Tim Noakes from here, funnily enough, just around the corner from where I live in Cape Town, South Africa. And Richard's got to spend a bit of time with Tim Noakes, and he talks about the role that the prof has played in his nutrition strategy and also that of low-carb, high-fat, and some of the big gains that Richard has made. So that's all coming up on this edition of the podcast. Before we get into it, a massive thank you to our sponsor, and it's quite funny how it all sort of works out, because this episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by S Fuels. You'll remember at the beginning of this year, we were involved or part of the global launch of a brand new product. That's right. Last year, we had hundreds of Ironman triathletes sample the S-Fuels bars for low-carb, high-fat fueling. Well, they've raised the ante, and that is for endurance athletes to be able to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks and gels, without sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. We've teamed up with S Fuels, and we're giving you an unbelievable option, okay? You've got absolutely nothing to lose by trying these things out. S Fuels are offering you a free shipping plus a money-back guarantee to prove that you can ditch those sugar fuels this Ironman season. If you'd like to find out more, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. What you can do is just click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this to as well, or simply text the word S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S to 44222, and I'll send you all the details for you to try out the S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix today. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by My Training Day Triathlon Academy, which was started in 2006 when Claire and Kent Horner realized their passion was helping other athletes reach their goals. My Training Day is home to online coaching, squad training, an online store, bike fitments, and nutrition assessments. What began with a handful of athletes has now grown exponentially, and Kent and Claire, along with 9 other My Training Day coaches, coach more than 280 athletes both nationally and internationally. My Training Day affiliated with Joe Frill in 2014, allowing access to a world of knowledge from one of the world's best-known original coaches. My Training Day makes use of tools such as Best Bike Split, Trainer Roads, and Training Peaks for power analysis, as well as Coach's Eye for video analysis. Their passion lies in helping others realize their full potential and reach their goals. My Training Day caters for any athletes, from your complete novice right through to your elite athlete. To find out more about My Training Day Triathlon Academy, simply head over to mytrainingday.com, or to find out more, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can check them out there, as well as all our coaches in the Coach's Corner. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured on the podcast and the website, simply head over to that URL, scroll right down to the bottom, and get all the details there. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. It's time to chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge, something we haven't touched on at all with our guest today, Richard Laurie. Richard, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much, Brad. I'm very keen to chat about the nutrition side of things.
Is it something that, I'm guessing you're very deliberate about it. Tell me a little bit about your sort of approach to Ironman and racing and training nutrition.
that's quite an interesting topic for me. I've got a lot of criticism over the years about this, but for me, I've been in the sport for 7 years. I've tried the different methods, and for me, basically what it came down to was I became and I decided to try out becoming a fat adapted athlete. So basically meaning that my body is fueled by fat as opposed to fueled by carbohydrates. So I'm living on a low carb, high fat lifestyle. Obviously the fats being very healthy. So, you know, your things like full fat yogurt and avocados and macadamia nuts, olive oil. So eating your healthy fats as opposed to eating your processed stuff. And yeah, you know, I've been doing it for over 3 years now. It's really, really paid dividends for me in my racing. And over the past years, I've had a very gradual increase in performance over the years. And I've been very happy with that. And the lifestyle has worked really well for me. You know, there's been things that I've obviously learned along the way. I've been very fortunate to have a face-to-face meeting with Tim Noakes, also just to discuss the Banting lifestyle and how it works for an athlete. And he was very open with me, you know, and shared his views, which was really great and helped me in a massive way. So, yeah, you know, for a distance like Ironman, it's really a great option because it's such an endurance event. So, you know, you're racing at a 75 to probably around 80% intensity factor, which means that you are way below your threshold and your heart rate is kept at a low enough level for your body to utilize fats only and not carbohydrates. Obviously, for your shorter distance events like your sprint distance races and your Olympic distance races, you know, that's when you're going to start to look at fueling the muscles more with glycogen, like carbohydrates, because your heart rate is much, much higher and so is your intensity. You know, you're really tapping into the red zone very, very much in those distances. So, you know, 70.3 is a kind of half and a half. It's funny because, yeah, it is the half. but, you know, 70.3, yes, there are also times when, you know, your heart rate will maybe go above threshold and then it will tap into some of your glycogen stores. So for me, what I do going into 70.3 is I'll be quite disciplined throughout my training block. Before days of really, really high intensity training, like VO2 max stuff and really hard run sets, I'll generally eat some carbohydrates the night before. And then I'll also eat some carbohydrates the morning of training, and I'll fuel with carbs throughout that day. And I'll make sure that I'm just feeding my body with some glycogen to get the best out of the training session. And then obviously going into race day, generally the races are on a Sunday. So from the Thursday, I'll start to increase my carbohydrate intake slowly, but focusing on complex carbohydrates. So obviously your sweet potatoes, your brown rices. I stay away from foods containing gluten and wheat. I don't eat much bread and pasta because I feel that kind of clogs my system up a little bit. I perhaps have an intolerance towards that. And yeah, it's really worked well for me. And then on race day, I will fuel my race with carbohydrates. Generally a sports drink, and for breakfast I'll have a nice breakfast that does contain good fats but also some carbohydrates, and I'll have a banana 30 minutes before the race, and then during the race I have carbohydrates, but I don't take as much carbohydrates during the race as what maybe someone who is carb adapted would take.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I mean, you mentioned Professor Tim Noakes. I've had some big dealings with him as well over the years. I used to host a podcast with him, which is available. He's also written numerous books. He's revised one called The Law of Running. They've revised the nutrition section of that, which I'll put the link into the show notes as well if anybody wants to read about it. There's a doctor in New Zealand as well who we've had on the podcast, also a Kona qualifier, Dr. Daniel Plues, who's doing a bit of work as well, funnily enough, with a sponsor sponsor of this episode of the Kona Edge S Fuels. So definitely check out some of the work that Dan's doing as well if you are interested in racing, following a low carb sort of high fat diet. Richard, what have some of the benefits? I mean, you obviously you've figured out that works for you from a training and racing perspective, yeah. But just general lifestyle, are you feeling better? Yeah. Do you find that you're more alert? What are some of the other benefits of following that sort of diet and regime of eating?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's a really, really good question, actually. And that's actually the main reason why I do the lifestyle. Yes, you know, my racing, it is important to me, and I enjoy racing and I enjoy being a competitive athlete, but you race, you know, once every 3 months, if you're lucky, a competitive event, you know, but you live, you know, every day. And for me, I think that I feel as though I'm definitely someone who is fairly insulin resistant. So my body doesn't utilize carbohydrates as well. And I'm very, very sensitive to sugars and so forth. I've also got diabetes in my family. So I think that, you know, for me, the lifestyle's worked extremely well because of that. I've got nothing against carbohydrates. I used to do it right before I started the lifestyle. But for me, the biggest thing came was from the benefits of actually how it made me feel, like just in general living. Everything improved, literally the quality of my hair to the you know, my skin, to the quality of my sleep. I sleep so much better, much, much deeper. You know, it's very, very good for inflammation. It takes away your visceral fat, which is fat that is around your organs. So it actually makes your body much, much healthier. I've also gotten blood tests over the years, you know, just to have general checkups to see, you know, what my health is doing, how things are going, and if I need to improve, maybe taking certain vitamins and minerals and so forth. So for me, I think, you know, those are just a couple to mention, but the main thing is the fact that my energy levels are really, really sustained throughout the day. I don't have sugar highs and lows, because I'm not eating sugars and high carbohydrate based foods. My energy levels are very, very much sustained. So being a coach and yeah, just like wanting to have energy all the time is so much better. I don't hit that afternoon slump where I get to 2 or 3 o'clock in the day and it's like, I'm feeling rock bottom, you know. So that's probably the biggest benefit for me is just the general feeling of well-being, and feeling full of energy. Recovery is also really good from training. As I said, it's very good for inflammation, so you don't get those general aches and pains in the joints from training. And funny enough, when I got back from Kona, I went on a 2.5 month break, which is a very, very long break, I know. But mentally and physically, I needed the break. And I decided that I was actually just going to kind of let myself go a little bit because I had been so disciplined for a number of years. I don't regret that decision at all. I think it was very, very necessary. And I'm feeling a lot more motivated now to get back into training. But in that period of time, I actually went back to carbohydrates. And I pretty much just started eating, you know, like anything. And at first it was obviously not the healthiest of foods. But as I kind of got closer towards the 1st of January, I started to eat more complex and healthier carbohydrates. And my girlfriend actually picked it up. She was like, you actually are a lot more tired, like eating carbohydrates. And I also spoke to another one of my athletes that I had helped get onto the low carb, high fat lifestyle, who went over to eating carbohydrates again. And they said exactly the same thing. And I just eventually weighed it up and I was like, you know what? It's really nice and convenient being able to eat carbohydrates and eat like carbs in abundance, but it's not making me feel better. I'm actually feeling much worse. I'm picking up weight very, very quickly. I'm someone who has a body type where weight fluctuates up and down like crazy. And yeah, I weighed up my options and I said, you know what, to be honest with you, I'm actually a better person when I am eating low carb, high fat. And my girlfriend actually said, like, you know, why don't you go back to it? Because, you know, you seem to have way more energy. And everything gets better, you know, workload, focus, everything for me gets better when I'm doing it.
We spoke about the weights when we chatted about your run though as well, Rich. I'm very, very yeah. much the same. I mean, if I stop training and I just look at food, I tend to put on weight. Has that been a sort of struggle with you as well? I know there are a lot of triathletes and athletes in general who do struggle with weight. And have you found that following an LCHF sort of diet has helped with the weight loss and to sort of keep your weight stable and to keep it off?
Yes, 100%. When I was eating carbohydrates, I was very much sitting around 90 to 91 kilograms. Okay. So I don't know how many pounds that is.
It's a lot.
But yeah, that's a lot.
I'll do the math quick.
That's all you need to know. So I was very much sitting at around 90 to 91 kgs. And I mean, I was hitting out big sessions and I was training 20 hours a week and I just wasn't losing weight. And I was eating really, really healthy carbohydrates. I was eating complex carbs and it was really, I was fueling my body correctly. I was feeling good in training, but my weight would not come down. And I had really, really bad cravings, especially in the evening. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, I would just crave and I would be like, oh, I need ice cream or I need milk tart or like whatever, you know? And then I started doing more research. I bought Professor Tim Noakes' book and I read that, The Real Meal Revolution. And I said, I'm going to give this thing a bash, you know? And that's the kind of personality I am. I like to know about something before I start it. So I did the research, I started it, and within 4 weeks, I had lost 6 kilograms and I felt better than I'd ever felt. Yes, obviously a lot of that weight is water retention. So that's the first thing that you notice is you lose a lot of water. So your muscles begin to dry up, you start to feel a little bit more lean. So that's probably around 3 kgs, but you know, over 4 weeks, I had lost 6 kilograms and my body weight had come down to 84 kgs. And since then, my body weight has been between 84 and 86 kilograms. When I went back to carbohydrates for the last 2.5 months, my body weight went up to 93 kilograms. And I started bantering again. I started the lifestyle again and my body weight is below 90 and it's coming down steadily. I'm not training a lot at the moment. I'm doing, you know, just getting back into it. And I'm hoping to race 70.3 world champs at around 82 to 83. Last year, 2017, in January, I raced East London, where I possibly had one of the best races of my life. And I was weighing 83.5 kgs. And that was simply because I had been quite strict on my eating habits and, yeah, it really paid off for me. I finished as first amateur overall there, and I finished 11th overall, you know, amongst the pro field. And, I went in light. I was completely fat adapted. I wasn't eating carbohydrates in my training, and it really paid off. And the same thing for Ironman SA. I was fat adapted there as well.
Brilliant. Well, Rich, I'm going to put those links to those books into the show notes if you want to read up and find out a little bit more. It's been awesome catching up. Thanks for your time today on the Kone Edge. Best of luck in the build-up to Ironman 70.3 Worlds in September in your own backyard, you lucky bugger. We'll see you in April at Ironman South Africa in Port Elizabeth.
Yeah, great. I'm looking forward to that, and it's going to be awesome to support you from the side. To all those that are listening, I will see you in South Africa. And if you see me and recognize me or know who I am, then don't be shy. Come say hi.
And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. I must tell you, I'm feeling very perky and happy. I've realized afternoon naps are the way of the future. I did it yesterday. I had quite a tough day, swim run day yesterday, and took a quick power nap during my lunch hour. And I was up at Sparrows again this morning and decided I was going to do it after my cycle. So I had a pretty hard ride this morning too. And lunchtime power nap number two days in a row. Power naps for the win. That's all I'm saying, man. I feel like a brand new person, so it's just amazing. I think I might include this in my training regime, and I'll have to ask the next athlete we chat to the role of power naps in getting to Kona. But yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. If you can slip under the desk at work, or if you've got a spare 20 minutes between meetings, tell you what, you can thank me later. It is the best thing ever. Speaking of thanking, thank you to Richard Laurie for his insight on this edition of the Kona Edge. And also, a massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It was brought to you by S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry, lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. If you'd like to try out those S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mixes, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. There's a risk-free opportunity. Free shipping plus a money-back guarantee. Go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels, or simply text the word S-Fuels to 44222 and I'll send you the details back, or alternatively, just click on the link in your podcast player. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a superb Tuesday. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.